Blog Talk Radio.
That you have joined us this beautiful, I can say beautiful because we're in Florida, y'all, and it's 70-something degrees here in Florida in January. Yes, so joining us this beautiful, nice, clear, and crisp Thursday night here in the Curvy Studios. I am so excited, Radio Land. This is our first show for the 2017 season. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Curvy Studios. Welcome to Thursday Night Live, where we bring it to you blood raw and sugar shaw, baby. So I am excited that you guys are here. And you know what? Y'all, some of y'all may know this, but if not, I am going to say it just so you will know that they do call me the illustrious. I am bad. I'm definitely bold. And if you know me, you know I'm beautiful. Yes, I am Omega Auntie, Mother Seal, baby. And I do this thing real lovely. And I'm a bad chick, but I cannot do Curves and 3D Radio Show all by myself. I share this platform with two lovely, beautiful ladies every Thursday night here on Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show to be on at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night Eastern Standard Time. So I am going to have these ladies to introduce themselves. And tonight we have an extra special guest host, Miss Kira Urso. She's going to be talking to you tonight, too. So she is on and in the studios with us tonight, all the way live, and she is going to be introducing herself in just a minute. I want to say great evening to our beautiful Swan. She is not with us tonight. She had a family emergency to come up, so she is not going to be with us on our first show in 2017, but I do have Miss Moni Maroc. Are you there? Are you in the studio
yes.
tonight?
Yes,
all
I
right,
am.
Tell
Hello.
Them who y'all. Happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, everyone. Hi, this is Moni Maroc. I hail from Scottsdale, Arizona, where, like, Florida is very sunny. And the 60s right now. We're not in the 70s like you, but we are in the 60s.
That's still good.
I have a lot going on, but we will get into that later. A happy New Year.
All right. All right. I want you to tell these lovely people out here in Radio Land, one of your, and I don't like resolutions, I don't do that, but an affirmation that you have, that you're going to be standing on and standing with for the 2017 year.
An affirmation. Can it have to be just one, or can it be more than one?
It could be more than one, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that in our Hot Topics tonight. But I just wanted to give everybody just a little bit of a pique their interest about what's going to happen in Hot Topics tonight.
Okay. One of my affirmations is I will and I am courageous. I am courageous.
All right.
That's one of my affirmations in bold, courageous phrase.
All right. I am, and I will be. All right. I love it. Love it. Y'all know I'm an affirmer, so I love it. And then we have our special guest host. She will be joining us for a little while here until she decides to become a regular family member with Curves and Seed. I'm claiming, I'm speaking it, I'm affirming that she will be with us. Miss Kia Urso, how are you? Could you tell the people who you are, where you hail from, that means where you reside, and what it is that you do, and I need you to give me one affirmation, and then we'll get to the rest of them in just a little bit when we go into Hot Topics.
All righty. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. I am excited,
Happy New Year. Of course, to be here
on this awesome show. My name, again, is Kia Urso. I reside in the hot, sunny Tampa, Florida. I am a business owner, and yes, it is 70 degrees in January.
It should be cold.
I am a business owner of a local construction company here in the Tampa area, and I also do motivational speaking for different events, different groups. And my affirmation for this year is that both of my hands have a purpose, and one of my hands is to help myself, and the other is to help someone else.
All right. I love it.
So I am again excited, and that is my affirmation.
All right. I am definitely excited to be before you this January the 5th, 2017. So excited. I am Auntie. I hail from the beautiful place called Lakeland, in the Central Florida area. I love my city, and I love my county. I love my state. I love my country. I am excited to say that I am just a woman of vision and a woman of purpose. I can't tell you what I do because it's all ever changing. But I can tell you that I will always, always be an entrepreneur, always. I will always be a woman in business for myself. That's not because I'm a hustler by nature. I really am. I'm an educated hustler. Believe that when I tell you. So let me just leave it at that. I'm an educated hustler. And I cannot even stress it enough. I am a firm believer in affirmations, and I'm going to be talking about that in just a little bit. But one of my favorite ones, one that I am definitely standing on, is I am joyous, jubilant, and jovial all year long. That is one of my favorite affirmations for the 27th. I am joyous, jubilant, and jovial in 2017, all 2017. So I'm standing on that because it's one thing about it. People love to be around happy people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but I'd rather be around a happy person, a jubilant, jovial, joyous person, opposed to a negative nanny. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to be that person to everybody that I come in contact with, that joyous, jubilant, and jovial person to everyone that I come in contact with. But we're going to get into that in Hot Topics. How is everyone New Year going on? I just cannot go any further in my show before I say hello to my mentee. I know she probably don't want to speak, but I know she don't mind saying hello. But I have to say greetings and good evening and Happy New Year to the beautiful Aretha Cowding out of Wichita, Kansas, Sister Big Bone, also known as Plus Size Sexy Diva. How are you tonight?
I am beauty. I am fabulous. How is everyone doing this evening?
Wonderful.
Absolutely. I could not say hello to you. And I know you have an affirmation. As my mentee, I know you have an affirmation. I know you do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I gave you a little bit of what my one affirmation is, which is I am beauty, because I speak it because I know I am. But my affirmation is I am successful. Because, see, not that I'm getting success, but I am successful. I already got it. So we need to start claiming it like we already have it, because
yes,
it will come to pass. So, yes, I am successful. Just call me Ms. Oh. Successful.
Absolutely. I love it. That, you know what? That's what I mean by surrounding yourself, guys, around people. And when you come in contact with people that are happy, they are secure with who they are, with who they are, when you meet those kind of people, you can't help but some change has to happen somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere. And I want to be that change agent for people. I absolutely love it. Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year, Radio Land. We love you. Thank you for joining us here on Curves and 3D Radio. You are in the Curvy Studios, but we're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to try to keep our show to an hour because we know everyone is busy. I have some exciting news that I will be sharing with you guys at the end of the show tonight, but I really want to make sure that we try to keep it at an hour. But, you know, we get into it sometimes and we don't get done in time, but hopefully we will. But stay tuned. If you want to speak to the host, talk to any one of us, say hi, say Happy New Year, you have to press 1. I'm going to say that early because I always, when I get into the show, and as a host, I should be saying it every so often. But if I don't do it, one of you ladies, make sure you pick it up, because I go all the way in. And I don't remember to bring our guests on. So I'm not the one to automatically bring you into the show. But if you are there and you want to speak, you have to press 1. So I am excited about 2017. I don't know about you ladies, but, man, I have not had this type of fire and energy for a new year in a very long time. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know me. I keep the blood raw and sugar sharp. So I am truly excited about 2017. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's going on and what's happening. I'll do that a little bit later. Our show tonight, we're going to throw you a curve because we always like you to be in the know on what's going on in the world around us, so we want you to be able to know. Then we're going to bring on Ms. Moni Maroc. She is going to tell you what's hot, what's current in the fashion world in our segment called Fashion Forward. We all are divas, and we all like to look good, and we all like to make sure that we are in season when it comes to our wardrobe. So Fashion Forward is our fashion segment. Being that we're plus size models, we always like to, and beauty queens, we always like to look good. Then we're going to have Miss Kia Urso to come in with our food for thought. Food for thought, she's going to bring it in. She's going to bring it in. And Miss Aretha, you going to be with us the whole show?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know I'm a supporter. I support all the way from the beginning to the end.
Well, go ahead on and support me with a beauty tip. How about that?
Okay.
The Bible says we have not because we ask not. So I'm asking. I need a beauty tip. So we need to see it in 3D. Bring me something all the way live. And it doesn't have to be about makeup. It could be about something that you have experienced. And we've been talking about trying different color hair and all. You could bring it however you want to. All right. So
okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, guys. And then I'm going to wrap it up with Hot Topics. And tonight our Hot Topics is New Chances, New Advances. And I am ready to hit it, baby. I'm ready to hit it. So we're going to go ahead and get this show started for you so we can make sure that we try to keep it to an hour. All right. So I don't know if you ladies, this is our In the News, Throw Me a Curve segment. It's our In the News segment. I don't know if you have been following the Kimberell Ellen event. Have anybody heard about that?
No, ma'am. But I just got back in town. No.
No, that's a new one on me.
Oh, wow. Are you kidding me? I posted it on my Facebook page. So you guys got to go and check it out because it is a real big deal. It was Kim Burrell was scheduled to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show today with Is it Pharrell? Am I saying his name right? Pharrell, the happy guy?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. With the, she was condemning the gay community. Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
Okay. Right.
Okay.
And, I mean, she had made, you know, she was preaching. She's a gospel artist, but she's also a preacher, an evangelist. And she was at a church in Texas, and you know, she was really truly saying what thus said the Lord, and she was speaking about the homosexual spirit, and it's a defiled spirit. But somebody had her on live. They were recording her. And it got back to the Ellen show, and they immediately decided not to have her on the show as a guest. And it was said that a lot of the Christian community really went hard on Kim Burrell, really went after her, and was saying that she was wrong and it's hate. So now, you know, Auntie, I'm transparent. I don't sugarcoat nothing. And at the end of the day, I'm going to always go with what thus says the Lord. Now, what I don't like about this situation, and I'm like, she did come back and apologize, and she said she loved God. She loves everybody, and so does God. God loves everyone. And she was, at that time, she was a preacher, a teacher of the gospel. And to me, you can't separate the two. I'm a woman, but I'm also a woman of God. You can't separate the two. I truly believe that your beliefs are your beliefs. And just because you preach against homosexuality don't mean that you hate the person. My mother and the way I was taught is that you love the person, but you can hate the sin. But when people... they were really attacking her and saying that she hate gay people. Look, my niece is openly gay. Openly. Mm-hmm. The child that I raised. Do you actually think that I'm going to hate my baby?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that. It does not mean that I hate my child. And I consider her my child because I raised her. So she's more than just a niece to me. She's like my daughter. But the gospel community, I mean, all you have to do is go on YouTube. I was so tickled because, man, when I say they was roasting and ham, I mean everybody has something to say about the comments that she's made. I love the fact that she said, I'm not apologizing for what I said when I was preaching. I'm not. What I'm saying is that I don't hate homosexuals. I'm not saying that I was bashing homosexuals. It wasn't that. But I was really appalled at the men and women of God, the Christian women of God that, you know, really spoke up and spoke out about it in a negative connotation. So I don't know. I know, Kia, you said you heard about it. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's like I understand, you know, where Kim is coming from. But with the way things are, I would say currently we have to let our light shine through us, and it's a time and a place for everything. Because if I try to minister to, you know, someone that may be dating the same sex, it's how you do it. It's what's said, it's how you do it. You can't just, you know, expect to catch the fish on the first try. You have to show the love of Christ. So I'm kind of like in between. I understand where she's coming from, and then I also understand where the community is coming from. But she's preaching the gospel. She's, you know, preaching the word of God. She didn't say anything that was against the word of God. She was speaking the truth. You know, and sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. They become offended.
And that's where, with me, it ain't no gray. It's either what the word of God says, or it's nothing. It's either I'm all in or I'm not. And we can't compromise the word of God. If you are a true believer, you don't compromise the word of God. I hate all of it. If it's contrary to the word of God, it stinks in his nostril. I don't like it. And I try to live my life that way. Are we perfect? No. Shirley Caesar made a good point. We all have a past. We all have a story to tell. She said if the hotel beds can talk, a lot of us will be ashamed. If the hotel rooms can talk.
Mm. Nice.
If the midnight door that opens can talk.
Mm-hmm.
If the juke joint can talk. We all have a story. And none of us are perfect. We all have sinned and come short. But the place that she was in a church preaching the word of God. It wasn't like she was on the Ellen Show making these statements.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that Shirley Caesar made was, man, that means when you know you go to preaching, you got to have, like, you got to collect the cell phones. The ushers got to collect the cell phones, walk in the door. You can't even be comfortable to preach your truth in your church without the whole world condemning you. She was in the appropriate place to be preaching to the sick. I mean,
it's just the enemy.
The
part of that is the enemy. Don't want to hear the truth.
Everybody is saying inclusion. Everybody is saying acceptance. Everybody is saying tolerance. But a black man still can get, it's still, you know, we still have, you know, everybody want Black Lives Matter to be a hate group. But nobody is speaking out about any of this. Anything like that. I'm just saying the lady was in a church. She's a preacher. She was in a church. She's preaching. And the movement is so strong that somebody can be hated or, I mean, the death threats and the different things that this lady has had in her life just because she was preaching the gospel. So now when you go to church as a woman of God or a man of God and you truly are preaching what thus saith the Lord, are you safe anymore? Can we truly preach the word of God and what thus says the Lord and be preaching tolerance and acceptance and that everything is okay. If I'm okay with that, then I'm okay with stealing. If I'm okay with homosexuality, I'm okay with stealing. I'm okay with murder. I'm okay with all of these things that are contrary to the Word of God. And that's where I have a problem. The lady was in the church. She was preaching, and it should not have any bearing on her singing career or anything. But that is what is hot, what is trending right now in the news. If you have not heard about it, I know, Monty, you said you had not even heard it. Aretha, had you heard it?
I thought I saw something earlier today, but I scrolled through it, and I said I was going to get back to it later, but I never did. But it sounds like it's getting out of control.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was canceled off the show, and it's attached to the new movie that's coming out about the mathematicians. What is it? Higher? What is the name of the new movie that's coming out? With the about the mathematician sending the man into space. What is that new movie going to be called? Higher Minds.
I have no idea, but I can say you said she's a singer. She works in
she's
the
industry.
She's a
gospel
industry.
Singer.
A gospel
she's
singer.
She's a gospel singer.
And yeah, this subject is pretty touchy. You know, I'm Muslim, and so you know how Muslims believe what we believe when it comes to homosexuality. But we also believe that, just like the word in the Bible says, thou shalt not judge, is not our place to judge, to point fingers and judge. But I will say, from working in the industry and working in the movie industry, that there's only, especially if you know and you're already in that industry, there's certain things you can and can't talk about. We know who predominantly runs that industry. You know, so that's a risk you take when you open up that can. And I hate to say it that way because, yes, she's in her, she has the right to say and preach what she wants to say. But from a business perspective,
yeah, Hidden Figures is the movie that she sings on the soundtrack of song, a victory song, something about victory on that soundtrack with Pharrell. And it's just Pharrell has denounced her remarks. Octavia has agreed with Pharrell and denounced her remarks. It's just you know,
that's part of the industry. You will get blacklisted and you will get blackballed if you cross certain lines in the industry.
I understand that, but I don't like the fact that you're saying that she is spewing hate. I mean, the word of God for you may be hate, but the word of God for me may be salvation.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's all in how we view what is being said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if my Bible, I always tell this story. My right may never be your right. But if a child is being taught, if I had a child and that child was only affected by me, and I teach that child to kill.
Mm.
That's the message that I've always taught, to kill. Now, that's his truth, because that's what he knows. That's what he has been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Is that child wrong or right? Come on now. If that's that child's truth.
If that's all he knows, then yes,
that's
his truth.
That's his truth, but it doesn't make it right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It doesn't make it right, but in whose eyes does it not make it right? You understand what I'm saying? But just because it's not your truth doesn't mean that it's not his truth. It's his right. It may not be your right, But it's his right. Now, if he ever becomes into revelation knowledge, or he ever comes into the truth, it, his thoughts may be changed. But the mores and the values that your parents instilled in you, how many of your mores and values have you changed over the years? Let's be real about it now. I was taught from a child that you don't kill and you don't steal. You don't lie, you don't call nobody a lie. You understand what I'm saying? How many of your values have you truly changed over the years? That's something for y'all to think about, but I'm going to move on because I've been on this too long. But I just wanted to put it out there, and I want you guys, because you guys need to know what's going on. You got to know what's in the news. You got to be being current. Now, I may not know everything, but I will focus on some of the good things. Like, I do know that Macy's is closing and laying off over 10,000 people. I know that because by Lakeland, Macy's is closing. And I get emotional. Yes, Macy is closing stores, and they're laying off about 10,000 people across the country.
Been around forever.
So we're losing five stores. We're losing five stores in Florida. So I do know that. Here we go. We're getting ready to get a new president in, and things are already starting to. You see what I'm saying? It's already starting. It's already starting. So, but we'll talk about that at our next show. I'm going to go ahead and bring it to something light and festive, and I want to know what's hot and trending in the fashion industry. So I'm going to pass it over to Ms. Monty Maroc, and I need you to bring me fashion forward.
Hi, you guys. Okay, what's hot and trending? You know what's hot and trending? You might like this, Auntie. It's the bow tie dress. I don't know if you've seen it. The peplum dresses with the big bow tie, they are hot and they are trending right now. I found some online, usually they run about 80 on up to about 150, but they are gorgeous. And with the peplum, they're made to contour the body and to fit any size, whether you are the hourglass or you're a more fuller figure. You can get it in long sleeves and short sleeves. Now, on the runways, what's hot in fashion and what's trending, since we want to take it off of the runways and into our closets, are leather. Anything leather, from the leather pants, leather jeggings, leggings, or they have, like, we have the jean jackets, and with the sleeves, there's a little bit of leather going into the sleeves. That's very hot right now, and that's a big item that's trending right now on all of the runways. You will see it in February in New York, the Phoenix, not Phoenix, but we have the Phoenix Fashion Week coming out here, but New York Fashion Week, you will see that a lot of leather on the runways in New York. Also, in case if you're not a big fan of leather, you can incorporate leather through other things, as in, i.e., your boots or purses or clutches. So there's always a way to get leather and incorporate it into your outfit. It's hot, it's trending, it's what's going on, it's what's fab, it's what all the celebrities are wearing, and it is on the runways right now, and especially for plus-size women, because a lot of plus-size women do not want to venture off and try leather. It's a little too gathered to the body. So we have some designers out there that are especially making leather for the plus-size women. I will be putting a link on your page, on the 3D radio page, on your page, Auntie, and on Monty Maroc's page with all of the suggestions and hot and trending right now in 2017 Fashion Forward. Also, I have one last thing. I just got an email. I'm sorry, you guys. But do not put away your scarf yet. Because I don't know about you, Auntie, but we are in the 60s out here. And for us, our blood gets a little thin because we're so used to the heat. So when we get down to the 50s and 60s, we are cold. So can also pair that with your leather leggings, jeans, leather boots, or, like I said, your oversized jacket, your bomber jacket. We have a jacket out called the Moto jacket. Have you heard of that one? The Moto jacket is a leather jacket specially made for plus-size women that's coming out. And I'm going to show pictures and link that also to Beauty First so women can get out there and get them some leather and incorporate that into their fashion. But that's just about what I have right now. Fashion forward, I hope you ladies stay fabulous. And like I always say, no matter what you choose to wear, don't forget to always want those curves.
That's it. Okay, so I need to find me some leather jeggings. Okay.
Leggings.
I would really like to find me a nice, soft, supple pair of leather pants and plus size.
I will post links to those. I found some
good.
Nice online plus size designer boutique that you can get a really good deal. So I will post links to that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us and bringing us fashion forward in 2017. And you guys look out. Stay tuned. We are going to be taking that fashion forward segment to a whole new level in 2017. So we got some creative ideas that are coming forward. And I love that Ms. Moni Maroc, she definitely places those pictures. Everything that she talks about, she always places an example in Curves and 3D Radio. So if you want to see or know where she is getting on the things that she's talking about, you have to go in to that area on Curves and 3D Radio and make sure that you look at and check out all of the outfits. I still have some things that I need to be posting. I got my pink vest. I got my gray. I have my velvet, some different things that I have need to be posting. I'm going to be wearing a tutu coming up real soon, so I'm going to be having my bomber jacket, my biker jacket on with that. So I do have some stuff that's coming forward. So just be looking for some new pictures in the near future. Again, we are here in the Curvy Studios here on Curves and 3D Radio. If you are a guest, you want to just tap in and jump in and say Happy New Year, you have to press 1. Press 1 and just say Happy New Year, Curves and 3D Radio. I'm excited about the new year. We definitely want to hear from you. So just press 1, come in, we'll let you say Happy New Year, and then we'll let you enjoy the show. We're going to keep this party bus moving, and we're going to bring in Ms. Kira Urso, and she's going to give us a little bit of inspiration and motivation through our Food for Thought segment. Ms. Urso, Kia. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, Kia. Ladies. I am so sorry. I apologize about that, Auntie. And the food for thought tonight, I really wanted to stick with the theme on chances and advances. So I just want to briefly motivate you all about chances and advances. And when I thought about the theme, it's an awesome theme, especially for the new year, because I thought about, okay, let's dissect those two words. Taking a chance, it means taking a risk. And if you're taking a risk, you're not knowing if that chance will be a benefit to you. So often, I don't know about you ladies, but, you know, we want to take a chance. We want to take that risk, but we always focus on what it looks like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you say to yourself, I don't know about y'all, I talk to myself sometimes, and I'll say, self, you know, I want to take this chance and I want to take this risk, but I don't have all of the money. Or you may say to yourself, if I invest in this, if I invest in starting my business, how do I know if I will gain a profit? Or you may also say to yourself, if I tell my spouse or my sister or my friend the truth about a situation, how do I know they will be receptive? And sometimes a lot of us deal with this issue. What if I take that chance to go back to school? How do I know if I will comprehend the material? And, of course, there are so many more questions and scenarios that can be used as an example. But
I like that last one, Kia. I love it. I love that one about the – and I know Aretha can chime in on that about the taking the risk to go back to school, because a lot of people mm-hmm. feel like they can't do it or they can't learn.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That was a good one.
And you know, that goes for me too. You know, many of you don't know, Auntie motivated me today to go to school and go ahead and get my contractor's license. And I was fearful because I'm like, this is too much.
Come on, man, Auntie.
That's what I love when I hear
that she done motivated someone to do something, because she is a motivator. And when she
yes.
puts in your spirit to do, I mean, you know, God puts it in your spirit. But then when she comes along, it's like it just makes it more
mm-hmm.
relatable, that you can say, you know what,
mm-hmm.
God was just telling me that. You know,
yes.
It's like people wait for confirmations, and sometimes we wait, and that's why we miss a lot of opportunities.
Exactly.
But Omega is so in tune with spirit, you know, with the Holy Ghost. When she tells you something, you better move, because it's the time.
Yes.
And you're never
yes.
going to see the right time, the right season.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be the right weather conditions. It's never going to be, you know, the perfect.
It's
you
never
know, going to
be a perfect situation to just
mm-hmm.
do it.
It's never going
to
be a perfect situation. But once you do it, it will be perfect for you. It's
there
like
you
when
go.
I went back to school, I kept saying to myself, I'm going back. Next thing I know, I'm on the phone. Next thing I know, I done got a full ride scholarship because of my past grades from being in college before. I didn't know that I had so many credits before that they transferred. So it got better for me. So when I'm graduating a half a year earlier or maybe a year earlier than the people who are in my class right now. So it wasn't a perfect time. Nothing's ever perfect. But once you get inside of that thing and work it,
yes.
it's perfect.
Come
for
on
you.
Now.
I'm on the deals list. My mind is clear. I don't have anxiety about it. I don't feel like I'm too old to learn, because I'll be 50 in September. But I don't feel
wow.
like I'm old. And your age should not stop you from doing anything.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And just to continue, ladies, of course, you know, of course, there are so many, you know, other questions that we ask ourselves as well as other scenarios. But I just want to encourage you all, don't continue to do that, because the key to taking a chance is walking and living by faith, especially when God made that deposit in you, whether it's a vision, whether it's a dream. We have to walk by faith, because walking by faith, that's where the advances come in. And how do you know the advances if you never realize or want to take the chance to do anything or take that risk? And some of the advances, as I was sitting here as we're on the phone and I was thinking, the advances could be more income. The advances can be a job promotion or a marriage, or just having the right connection with the right people at the right time. So I just wanted to deposit into everyone tonight, go ahead and take the chance, take the risk, because the odds are always better than what you may think. And I don't want any of us to be the one to say, well, if I could have, or I should have, or I would have. Like someone just said, just do it. Just go ahead and do it. God says if you do the possible, watch him do the impossible. And
Amen.
Everything will always work itself out. And that is my food for thought this evening.
Woo-woo! Let me tell you, I'm
going to
put it out there.
That's
you know, somebody listening that don't know, we ain't scared to give God his
come on
here on Curzon 3D Radio. Now, if that ain't your thing, it's okay. We're going to still love you because that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
are definitely wholly transparent here on Curzon 3D Radio, and we get into our feelings sometimes. So you're going to have to just excuse us and listen on because that's how we do it. All right, I'm going to bring you Miss Aretha, and she's going to give you a beauty tip, and then I'm going to go right into Hot Topics, and I'm going to try to still have y'all off the phone, off this show in 15 minutes. Watch what I tell you. But I'm going to give it to you blood raw and sugar sharp regardless. And if y'all say I can go on, I can go on. Believe that. So we're going to see it in 3D. We thank Miss Kia for our food for thoughts. We thank Miss Moni Marat for our fashion forward. Now we're going to have Miss Aretha Cowden out of Wichita, Kansas, because we are a national syndicated show, so we all over the place, baby. And she's going to bring you, allow us to see it in 3D, which is our beauty segment.
Yes, yes, yes. And thank you very much for allowing me to step in and do this segment. Now, it's not per se a beauty, but this is going to make your whole outer be beautiful. We
all
need
right.
to unclutter. Because clutter is blocking your blessing. You need to get rid of those old clothes that you're not wearing and donate them so that you can be a blessing to somebody who will wear them. You need to get rid of that relationship that's going nowhere. You know it. You need to get rid of that so that you can get someone that will appreciate you and love you. See, that's beauty. Beauty is not always what you're wearing or what you got on your face, your hair, your wig, whatever. We need to get rid of these other things so that the beautiful things can shine. You're all black and white because you're so cluttered up in your life. We need to get rid of those things that are going nowhere. Stagnant water, it smells. Get rid of it. Dip your toes into the pool of freshness and watch the doors open in your love life, in your personal life, business life. But we are so used to holding on to what we know that we won't let go. So this is kind of feeding off of what Kara was saying earlier. You know, we need to start letting go of things. Just go with the flow. You can't be like everybody else. You can't be in my lane if you still locked up. You have to be able to open up your door and say, I'm throwing this out of my life. I got to get rid of this. I got to get rid of him. I got to get rid of her. Because you're holding your own self back. And once you release all those things, you will be so beautiful. Your outer beauty will glow. People will be recognizing you. That they don't walk past you 20 times. And then once you got rid of all that stuff, people start recognizing you. Girl, I didn't even know you was here. Because you done lifted off all that gray clay of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about clutter on my Blog Talk Radio show on Sunday because we need to get rid of clutter. This is January. We all have these resolutions, but this needs to be a solution.
That's it. I love it.
And we need to stay by our word. We need to be accountable. You want to know why you're all upset? You can't get where you're going? Because your house is cluttery. Literally and figuratively, it's cluttery.
Ouch.
Get organized.
Ouch. Now you're stepping on some toes now. Ouch.
You got to get all that. It's an order to the steps. How you supposed to romance a man and your house is dirty? How are you supposed to receive guests when your house is not even ready to receive? And I'm talking about your house that you live in and your body is also your house.
That's
we need
it,
to get rid of clutter and get rid of junk, all that excess.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be so beautiful. Things will start lightening up for you.
I receive it.
And I am done. I'm passing it on. Oh, man.
I receive it. Well, honey, you don't preach. Absolutely. I'm telling y'all have to come get it because we break it like this every Thursday night. You're going to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear something now. You're going to hear something that you can walk away with and apply to your daily walk. every Thursday night. So you have to come into the Curvy Studios. I am so excited. Thank you so much. I can say ouch. I do. I was just saying I need to clean off my desk before I even got on the show tonight. I was saying I need to clean off my desk. So you were stepping on my toes. I'm trying to tell you something. And I don't mind saying it. It is 2017. It needs to be clean, clear. And that brings me to what the new chances and new advances. Anybody that know me know that I am a boarder. If I had somebody that will chime in and tell you how vision boards have changed their lives, me introducing vision boards to them have changed their life, I can tell you something. I am a boarder. Everything that I have ever had or ever achieved, I can always bring it back to a vision board because I have put it on a vision board. I'm going to talk about those new chances, and Kia hit on it, so I ain't going to really belabor that point, because you do. A chance is just that. It's a risk. You have to take a chance. If you never take a chance, if you never take a risk, then you're never going to be as successful as you can be. I didn't say now, y'all don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that you won't be successful, but if you take risk, something's going to pan out. Something's going to work. I ain't telling you to go out there and get involved in no get-rich-quick schemes or anything like that, but you're going to have to take risk. Every successful millionaire took risk over and over and over and over again. Everybody's not going to be able to understand or comprehend the risk that you take. But it's not for them to understand it. It's not for them to comprehend it. You have to do it because you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for them. But in order to start even to take the risk, to take the chance, to get to the advance, in order to produce at any level, on any level, you have to have a clear, harmonious atmosphere. Now, y'all may think that Kia and Arisa and myself had a conversation to discuss this show prior to. That is not the case. But everything what we're talking about is all instinct and harmonious. That means we're on one accord. That's a beautiful place to be.
Oh, yes.
But you have to have order. You have to have a clear, harmonious atmosphere to produce, even to even think up or to have that witty idea or concept. You have to have a harmonious atmosphere, a clear atmosphere, to even get to that point, to even say I'm willing to take the risk, to take the chance. Find you a quiet place, free of distractions, cell phones, kids, honey pie, sweetie pie, whatever, the TV, noise, anything that would disrupt your peace of mind. And you got to find that and go to that quiet place. Not every now and again. You got to find a way, make a way in a 24-hour period to get to that quiet place every day. You have to. You have to have that prayer and meditation time. I teach this. This is what me as the Enhanced You coach, this is how I do it. And I'm talking to you from a coach point of view tonight. Now, I'm going to lean on some things. I'm not going to be able to hit and touch everything that I do in my New Year segment, my New Year classes. But I'm going to say to you that I talk about mantras and I talk about chanting. A mantra versus a chant. A mantra for me, I'm just saying, because some people say a mantra is a chant. No, for me, it is a positive statement that is repeated often. My personal mantra is, God choose what I go through. I choose how I go through it. Let me say it again, because somebody need to get it. God choose what I go through. I choose how I go through it. I can either go through it defeated, or I can go through it victoriously. It's up to me. I choose victory. That's my personal mantra. Now, a chant to me, this is my own definition, is something that you say or shout in a sing-song tone. Auntie don't chant, baby. I don't do that. I don't num-ra-ha-ha. I don't do all that. That's not me. Now, if you into chanting, that's your thing, it's okay. But I do have a mantra that I repeat to myself. I don't do it in a sing-song voice. I just say, God choose what I go through. I choose how I go through it. And that's my personal mantra. It has been that my mantra for a long time, and it keeps me grounded. You have to come up with your own personal mantra. If you want to chant, you can chant, but that's your thing. But you do need to have a personal mantra, mantra that you go to. I also love do what's right, and right will always come back to you. So every time these ladies, they get on the phone and they say all of these great and wonderful, beautiful things about me, because at the end of the day, anybody that know me, anybody that come into my life or even have the opportunity to even be blessed with my presence, it's always for me to be a blessing to them. I have a elevation that I like to, every year I choose elevation where I like to go higher and deeper. That was one of them. Last year was adapt and adjust. So this year my elevation is stewardship and servitude. I want to be a better steward. I want to make sure that I'm living my life as a servant. So my servitude, my elevation statements is stewardship and servitude. And I need to go higher in these areas. So I want you to know that you got to take these, you got to have some new chances. But let me tell you, the definition of insanity is doing things over and over and over again and expecting a different result. You got to change. You got to do something different. I love to affirm. That's something that I do. Take these new chances to get to your new advances. When you affirm, you declare or proclaim strongly when you a statement, a word, some of my affirmations. I am a prayer warrior and an effective intercessor. That's one of my affirmations. I love my smile and laugh. I only focus on the positive. Those are some of my affirmations. I'm currently, I always talk about my book because I am affirming that my book will be, I will publish 3 books in 2017. I affirm it. But my book, I Am Who I Say I Am, I Decree It, I Declare It, and I Ask God to Establish It, is a book of affirmations. And I go in and I talk about how you need to be affirming and how your affirmations need to be positive. Once you affirm and then you put actions to that, it becomes an affirmation. And your affirmation is your truth. Because when you affirm, you're saying something with confidence and conviction. It becomes the truth about you and who you are and what it is that you're doing. Like Aretha saying, I am beauty. That is her truth. I am successful. That is her truth. I want both of my, and Kia, yours was both of my hands are on purpose. That's your truth. You have to find a way to get to your truth. My truth may not be Kia's truth. My truth may not be Moni's. I'm courageous. I am, though. That is one of my truths, though. I mean, she said it, but I mean, I am courageous, too. I got to be honest. I don't have it, but I feel like I am. But I did write that down because I do need to say that to myself, that I am. I have the courage to do and be anything that I want to be. I have the courage to do anything that I want and will to do. Strong one. It will become my truth. So I love affirming. I know God is going to elevate me. He's going to elevate you, your goals, every goal that you have set. I don't believe in resolutions, but I do believe in visualizing. I do believe in having. Everybody is different. So some of you are going to have vision boards. Some of you are going to have goal posters, mental pictures, revelation board, inspirational journeys. discernment documents, dream books, affirmation board, word board, power board, breadth of view, whatever you want to call it. You need to have something, because every last one of us has to have a roadmap. Nobody gets in a car and just starts driving and just say, I'm going to end up where I'm end up. Has it happened? Yes, it probably has. But you got to have a, you got to know how to get to one highway to another. So you're going to have a roadmap. You're going to have some type of direction. And I always say a goal poster, affirmation board, vision board, whatever you want to call it, there's so many different names for it. You need to have something that you're going on in order to take the risk. I mean, I am going to be pushing myself in 2017 to get a whole lot of things done. One of my things is to buy me a rental property in 2017. I have a mortgage. I'm like, how am I going to get it done? I'm going to have to take some risks. It's some things that, you know, you got to have at least two or three stretch goals, not just, oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to, you know, grow my hair. Oh, I want to go natural. That's wonderful. You have to have some goals that actually literally stretch you. One of my goals is to have Kia and I are working on a pageant together, and one of my goals is to have 20 delegates in that pageant. That is stretching us. It's taking us to a whole new level. But you got to have some stretch goals in 2017. So, ladies, I always, last year, Pastor Scott, my pastor, he challenged me to have one word that defines my whole year. I want to know what your one word is that will define your entire 2017. One word. It's not a statement. It's not a statement. It's not a sentence. I need one word that you're going to use to define your 2017. I'm writing it down because I need to be able to hold you accountable. All right, who want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, who is I go first?
Me, plus size, sexy diva.
Okay, plus I said to you, I'm ready to write it down.
Creative.
What's your one word?
Creative.
Creative, okay. Creative, I got it. Who next?
Me, but it's not one word, it's two words, and I'm going to say it.
It can't be no two. I didn't see, it's always got to be one student in the classroom to ask, though. It has to be one. I had just made this long little statement that is one word. One.
Yeah. It was my mantra.
But somebody always has to be a diva. Always has to be a different one.
Okay, so my one word for 2017 is kind. I will be more kind.
K-I-N-D. Beautiful. I got
K-I-N-D.
It. It's down. Got it. All right, Kia.
My one word for 2017 is going to be soar. S-O-A-R. Just soar. Be successful. Advance. Don't limit myself.
All right. Y'all is awesome. I love y'all. See how I mean. Soar, creative, and kind. My one word for 2017 is positivity. Everything I do, I want to look at it. I only focus on the positive. That's it. I can come in contact with the, and I try not to have any down days. So anybody that know me, I always say I'm on 100. I don't have any down days because I'm looking at everything that happens this year from a positive vantage point, from a positive viewpoint. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to find the good in every situation, because the Bible said we will not be without trials and tribulations. So we're going to have some trials. We're going to have some tribulations. But again, if I'm saying God choose what I go through, I choose how I go through it. Why not choose positive? Positivity. Yeah. Why? That's it. So that's my one word for 2017. If you are a listening guest, family or friend, and you want to come in and say Happy New Year and tell us your one word for 2017, you're more than welcome to do so. We would love to hear from you here in the Curvy Studios. All right, we do have someone. The last four digits is 8916. 8916. Come on in. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good evening, everyone. This is Riri.
Good evening. And, good evening.
And my one word for 2017 is determined.
Okay.
Determined.
All right. That was Miss Riri, and she is determined. You guys are really giving it to me all the way, and I love it. Happy New Year, Miss Riri. So good to hear from you. And we're going to definitely be putting it out there in the atmosphere as often as we can. We're going to be talking about these words throughout the year. Just want to hear some positive feedback from what you ladies are experiencing, soaring, kind, you know, because you know when you put something in the atmosphere, it is, and I don't give the devil no place. Now, y'all know I don't give him no credit. I don't even like saying his name because I don't give him no credit. But the adversary do come at you and try to put everything that he can in your path to keep you off from being creative, from being kind and being determined and being positive. So you got to continue to speak it into the atmosphere every day. Put it somewhere. Write it as big as you can write it. I have a board that I purchased that I'm just writing the word positivity on it, and I'm going to put it on my door that I walk out of to my garage to get in my car every day because I want to see that word to remind myself, even though it's in my spirit, when you see it, the eyes, when you see something, you are motivated all over and inspired all over again. So try to put it somewhere where you can see it every day, that one word, and you can see it every day because you need to know that you have to soar, that you have to be creative every day. You want to be kind every day. You have to stay determined, just like I have to stay positive. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. I did not even get an opportunity, beautiful people, here on Curves and 3D Radio to get into advances. So we're going to have a part two next week. It has been an awesome show. We are 7 minutes past the hour. And I definitely want to try to keep us at an hour. So we are 7 minutes past the hour. Do forgive us. We are trying to do better. At least we're not 2 hours past the hour like we normally are. So I want to definitely make sure I go ahead and get you guys off. I want to say that we have a pageant that Kia and I are working on called the Women in Business Pageant. It is for the entrepreneur. It is for the woman that is rocking it out. She is on purpose in her business and her career. You can go to www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. We are, nobody noticed, you're really hearing it, really first time here on Curzon 3D Radio. We are, Kia, if I have your permission to say this, that we are allowing you to register for $50. I don't know how long Ms. Kia is going to allow that to happen, but Kia, if you want to touch on that, you're more than welcome.
Yes, most definitely. We are allowing registration for $50. No, we haven't came up with a date on how long that will be. But the $50, it will secure your business title because we're not going to have someone with the same business that is registering. So, you know, whoever is interested is truly going to be an awesome, awesome pageant that is designed for women entrepreneurs. So go ahead and go to the website. It's $50 and you are allowed to make payments. We will send all of that information to you to complete the rest of the full registration. So I am truly excited. I'm excited to have Auntie on board helping me with this vision that God gave me over a year ago, just out of the blue. But my purpose and my passion is to help others, especially us women. We need to be successful. So you could get online, www.womeninbusinesspageant.com, pay your $50 to go ahead and hold your business title, and I look forward to everyone who's going to be participating.
All right, and we still have one spot left for any vendors that want to have prime location at the pageant, premium location. So if you want to register as a vendor, you can go to www.womeninbusinesspageant.com and go to the vendor section, and all of the information is there. That fee is $125 for our standard vendors, $125 for 2 days. No, that is really unheard of to be able to have a vending table for 2 days for $125. So please go in and register. And if you are a premium vendor, such as a stylist or makeup artist or a photo booth, then your registration fee is at $200 for the 2 days. But it's definitely on the website, www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. I know that we would love to have any of you, if you want, please, if you would share our flyer from our page, Women in Business page on Facebook. We would love for you to share our flyers. We want to definitely get the word out there. I know that Moni Maroc is going to be doing a Royal Affair fashion show.
Yes.
In March the 25th in beautiful Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona area. So, Moni, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. And on March 25th, 2017, I am presenting my royal line, which is all of Africa and the Middle East clothing line. Everything's custom made by myself, and I'm very, very excited. It's become a huge production. It started out small, but it is growing, and it's become something I never could have imagined it would become. I don't want to put too much out there, but I have some secret people coming in, some celebrities coming in. So I'll put more out there as we get closer to the dates, but we are having a model call. So if anyone out there in Arizona want to come out to our model call, we are having one. I have all that information will be on the Moni Maroc page. Also, you can find me on Curves and 3D Radio and 3D Plus model page. And just reach out to me, Moni Maroc or Monica Vergup, and I will give you the information. We're looking forward to seeing you out at the model call. That model call will be January 14th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Beautiful.
You also can find, I think I have a page out too there. There is a couple of pages. I don't run my pages, but you can look me up at A Royal Affair by Moni Maroc. You can find me on Facebook and get all the information you need on those pages.
And you are also currently vying for the position of
Mrs. Scottsdale Plus America. But I am vying for the state of Arizona. So, yes, I am running, and my platform is Lupus. Very excited. We have a few photo shoots coming up within the next couple of weeks, where it's just amazing. It's been an amazing experience. It's my first pageant I've ever done, and I'm enjoying every moment of it. So, yes, I am running. So far, so good.
I'm excited. And I'm telling you, everybody that I am associated with is doing some extremely fabulous things. So I'll tell you, you might want to know me and get to know me, because anybody that know me, they are absolutely the baddest of the baddest chicks. I'm trying to tell you something now. Miss Arisa Cowden, plus size sexy diva, also known as Sister Big Bones, just did her debut show on the 3rd, and it will be, she will be having her launch and premiere of In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones on January 15th. But I'm going to go ahead and let her tell her own story. I can tell it now. Don't get it twisted. I can't tell it, but I'm going to go ahead and let her tell it.
You're doing a good job. But yeah, I am Sister Big Bones, and I do have my cooking show in the kitchen with Sister Big Bones. It's going to be on American Food Network, which is a web series. It's on YouTube. And this is a show that is that I've always wanted to do. This is some down-home cooking made easy. I want people back in the kitchen. I want them to start cooking again. This show is going to be sharing some of my favorite recipes that my mom passed down to me and that she's still passing down to me because we talk every day, and she always is giving me different recipes, what I need to do. So I'm just so excited about the show. Please come out. If you are in the Wichita area, Wichita, Kansas area, or the surrounding area, please physically come out and support me because it will it shows that you care about what I'm doing, and this will help you also because I'm going to show you how to cook. And also, if you are not in the surrounding area, please comment and like and share because I want to blow up. I want to be all over social media. I want the love. I want the support. I'm just so excited about my show, and I'm just so excited that God gives me so many gifts that I'm not tired. When I'm done, I am just a little winded, but I'm not weary because God gives me these gifts, these hands to cook with, and I'm just so happy about it. I'm just excited. I'm also, you know, I have my Blog Talk radio show. Please listen to that. I Am Beauty on Sunday nights, 6:30 Eastern time, and this month's series is, girl, you need to throw that out because we are talking about decluttering our lives. And okay. I'll turn it back over to you, Omega.
All right. Like I said, everyone that I'm associated with is extremely fabulous. I have to just say that. And they're doing some amazing things. And one of my things about advances, new advances, is surrounding yourself with people that are advancing. I mean, I'm the furthest, the last person that will say birds of a feather flock together. But in a sense, if you are going to, if you want to be successful, then you need to be around people that are what? Successful.
Successful.
Because an unsuccessful person cannot teach you anything. They just can't. So you want to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that are absolutely fabulous. I love it. I love the company that I keep. And, I love that they keep me strong and keep me motivated. I tell you, they really do. One of the things that I posted on my Instagram page is never discuss winning with losers. It's not their language.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't do
yes.
it. You know, and I, my personal statement was read it twice if you have to because success does have a language. Some know it and some don't. It is very difficult to communicate with someone who does not speak the same language.
Mm-hmm.
Hang around successful people. Surround yourself. Surround yourself with people that make you feel great. And they don't mind. I love it that, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I will write on a piece of paper and say, hey, and I hold it up and I say this. You're fabulous. Mm-hmm. You're great. You're wonderful, Auntie. Yeah, because I ain't beyond somebody holding up a sign and telling somebody to speak that into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just let people speak into your life. You tell people what you need them to be speaking into your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. We're taking it to a new level this year here on Curves and 3D Radio. We're taking it to a new level here in 2017. So we are here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. We would like to see you. If you're ready to go to the next level, all I can say is don't miss another show. Don't do it because, baby, we are really going places. And we got some things that are going to be some firecrackers and different things. Just stay tuned because I can guarantee you it will truly bless your life. It has been a plump, pleasing pleasure to have each and every one of you join us here on Curves and 3D Radio. Moni Maroc and her absent Miss Swan, our guest host Kia, and our guest host Arisa, we love you with all of our hearts here on Curves and 3D Radio. I am going to play Auld Lang Syne to get us off the show because it is a new year. Happy New Year from Courage and 3D Radio.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot?
I've been listening to Courage and 3D Radio. I'm your host, Omega, Auntie Mothersill. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Impact My Pretty Auntie Closet, www.mypretty.com, for the sassy, sexy, sultry, sophisticated statuesque woman. Go to www.mypretty.com. Happy New Year. We will see you back in the Kirby Studios next Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make it a great evening. Deuces.